Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Rick, in this segment, we're going to continue our conversation on the issue of how to go about building a water garden or a koi pond. And again, our guest in the studio talking about the subject is Dr. Wayne Beasley, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine and koi pond owner himself from the Cedar Creek Veterinary Clinic in Williamston. Rick, when it comes to considering what you want to build, I would imagine the first step is to decide what type of a pond do you want to build? Do you want it to be something that is for plants? Do you want it to be just a waterfall? Do you want to have certain type of fish in it? Do you want to have it outdoors or do you want to have it indoors? Can you talk about some of those decisions?
Sure. I think one idea is to have in your mind when you go out in your backyard, what's your incentive? If you really want to bring a little bit of nature in and you can only commit maybe 200, 300, 400 gallons, then I definitely encourage that somebody consider, basically think of it as a water garden where it's growing lots of plants and such, and maybe not focus on the idea of koi. Okay, koi are one of those fish that are captivating. They've been bred for century and century and century to have just the most unusual menagerie of colors, you know, from actually foil looking to long, long fins, all kinds of extravagance. And people see them, especially when they go out in public and see large ponds or in our river at the store, and they get encouraged to do that. But they're oftentimes needing substantial size. I usually encourage like maybe 1,000-gallon ponds or bigger before you want to think about koi, because they can get to be about 30 inches long, okay? Right. So when you look at a water garden, then maybe something like some very fancy goldfish are going to come into play. But so you want to make sure you're kind of thirsting for the right stuff. But if you want a water garden, actually, the building of a water garden is rather quite simple. And you can do it as small as a 30-gallon barrel or as substantial as many thousands of gallons. Now, remember, we're going to be building this pond typically out of a rubber liner. Mm-hmm. So we're not really providing nature in per se, we're sealing it out. So we have to recreate nature in the pond. And so the type of filtration that we get into kind of reflects that, you know. So we have to think about good water movement. We need some trapping filtration, and we need some biological filtration to kind of put that pond in good measure.
Right. And Dr. Beasley, I would imagine that if you do build this outside, then you begin to deal with a lot of the issues of outside, such as birds and trees and wind and cold and all the other factors. How does that affect the ability to maintain a healthy environment?
Well, those are definite factors that are going to have to be taken into account, because your overall goal is going to be to have fish that are lively, colorful, that come to you when you go out there and you want to feed them. And you want basically to have that pond be something that you basically want to jump into. You want the water to be sparkling clear. You want your fish to be happy, your plants to be happy. And then you don't want a lot of green in the water. You don't want that pea soup appearance, which happens with accumulation of waste products in the pond. So yeah, definitely, if you're outside, you've got sunlight, you've got the growth of algae, you've got the water quality issues that are going to make the fish either stand out and be beautiful, or they're going to be a detriment. So basically, where you have the pond, how much sunlight it has, how hot the pond's going to get, those are all issues you have to take into account.
So one thing I want to mention is that I bring people into the pond hobby in kind of a three-tiered approach. And when we talk about a relatively small pond, there's two basic type of filters that somebody can get into. Either one pond filter would be inexpensive. It sits on the bottom of your pond, okay, and it pulls water through a mechanical filter into a pump and shoots it back in the water. That's what my house had when I first moved in, and my pond did fine. The only drawback to that approach is that depending on the size of that mechanical filter, you might have to reach your arm in the pond once a week, once every other week, pull out the filter, rinse it down, put it back together, and put it back in there. Okay? So most people don't have a problem with that. But over time, it might be better maybe to look more advanced. Just this weekend, I had a customer come in, and they liked the idea of this second level of pond filtration. And that was basically where we actually have pumps that can sit on the bottom of your pond. It can pull any debris that would fit within the hole sizes that come into the unit. So it can, it's a solid handling pump. And then it shoots water onto shore into a chamber. That chamber, it's like a canister that's sealed up. And when the water comes through it, okay, it can, it traps the debris. What you have the power of doing, though, is it's actually got, you know, there, you've got it on land. So you can simply either on some of the more simple versions, which not the one I was thinking about, the simple versions, you just open up the unit somehow, pull out the sponge, hose it down, just like you did in there. In this one, you actually just move a valve, and it then takes water from your pond and shoots it out to your garden. Okay, it diverts the flow, and then it's got these scrubber pads, these little pistons that you raise up and down, back and forth, and it actually removes the debris from there and throws it into your garden so your tomatoes look four times better.
Wow, that's really interesting. In terms of the overall effect, though, if you've got it in your backyard, people fertilize their lawn, you have drainage issue and runoff issues. How do you keep that water environment really safe and pristine, or even rainwater that's coming down? If it's below trees, you've got the stuff that can fall off the trees. I just would imagine that outdoors, it becomes much more of an obstacle than keeping clean that indoor fish tank that most people might be more accustomed to.
Yeah, one thing that you want to think about when you're placing your water garden in the yard is definitely you have to think about topography. If you don't want to have the water from your yard that's fertilized roll in it, and that may mean just berming your pond so that as water comes in and around it, it just sheds away. Remember, you got that rubber liner in there. So the water's not going to jump up and over unless we're having a really bad rainfall. And generally speaking, other than the fertilizer maybe causing your plants to grow a little bit too fast and maybe causing some algae, if a little bit of water gets in there, it's not going to hurt anything. You just don't want lawn fertilizer rolling in there. So, and then there's devices simple as a net that you can seine off the top surface, or in the installation of your pond, there's actually some skimmer boxes if you're going to have a big oak tree nearby and you know it's going to get the barrage of leaves, either having a net across the top of your pond or making sure at least you have a spill box built into your pond to kind of make it easier for you to get those things out.